Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you take any time off this offseason, or were you right back at it?
No, I was right back at it. I kind of chill for a little bit, but I don't really take too much time off. I don't even sleep, bro. I just think about football.
You don't sleep?
Nah, not for real.
Really? What do you mean? Like, wake up at 3 a.m. and
no, don't go to sleep at all. Pull up all night? Yeah. That's just kind of my mindset. I always am on the go. I'm always ready to go.
So that's George Pickens, by default Steelers' number one wide receiver, says he's not sleeping. And then you get the fake Mackey laugh. Does anyone do a fake laugh in media more than Mackey? Not to call our guy out.
Greg Brown, maybe.
Kelton. You're right.
He does do a fake laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Greg Brown, like, ha, 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 ha.
I love Greg Brown.
He literally has the ha-has, like, H-A, H-A, H-A.
Man, you're right. Like, if Greg Brown ever texted you LOL, you'd be like, you're full of it, man. Because you're, right. you are a ha-ha guy in real life. Mackey sucks. I don't want to pause there. Mackey, he... and it's totally fake. He's done it with us before. We love you, Jason. So he's down there at OTAs. I don't know.
Shots fired.
I don't know if I believe George Pickens.
He looks way
either.
Too well rested.
Right. Like, I mean, like, he might be. I have no doubt he's busting his ass and putting in the work. I'm not going to be that guy. I don't believe him. But like, he's staying up. He's staying up all hours. And what? He's going to Planet Fitness at 2 a.m.?
Right. Playing video games. I don't know. I mean, that's how JB was, kind of, though.
Play Madden.
Yeah.
JB?
Jonathan Baldwin. Oh, like, okay. He would never sleep. Like, he was just up all the time just thinking.
But I think that the implication there from Pickens wasn't that he was Fortniting with, what's Callis's name?
Gipler.
Giblet or something?
Gipler. J-I-P-P-L-E-R.
Okay.
Gipler.
Yeah, he's playing with Gipler on Fortnite. I don't know that that's what Pickens was implying. I think he's implying, like, I'm going to eat my Greek yogurt and I'm going to go out there and throw some steel around.
Mm.
I don't know. Your explanation makes more sense. Like, you can get your workout in during the day. It doesn't need to be midnight.
Kind of needs sleep, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's important. It's kind of important. I mean, he is a
look at me, Pat.
He's a physical.
Look at me.
Well, your hair looks great.
Thank you.
I got to give you credit. You got great hair.
But I'm 33 and I look like death warmed over.
Well, you got two kids. You've got an infant.
That's right.
You're not sleeping.
Correct.
It's part of the deal.
Sleep's important. Cigarettes.
This guy's 24 years old? George Pickens? 25 years old?
Yep.
The prime of his life, freak athlete, and it's important from a biometric standpoint to sleep.
It would be nice if he could get some separation. I mean, that'd be nice. Like, can you work on that?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Oh, absolutely.
Route detail. Yeah. He's got all the physical tools to separate it. It comes down to detail and being at the right depth and learning the techniques of pressing someone. And, you know, there's all sorts of route idiosyncrasies that can, but he's got to build his tree. He can't just be a one trick pony. And that's
you plant a tree. Yeah.
He's run a slant. He's run a post. He's run a go. Maybe he'll run a comeback or a run back, something like that. But he's got to build his tree and be more. They got to be able to move him around. And that to me is all mental. If he's going to separate, if they're going to get him matched up, it can't be at split end the whole time playing X one on one. He has got to get in the slot. He's got to work on safeties. That's when he's going to separate.
The thing that is positive about George Pickens and us talking about this situation, like, what can he do to become a better wide receiver? I am almost like 98% sure that Russell Wilson can help him be a better wide receiver. Just like the depth stuff. Like, you get into the room with Russell Wilson, he's going to be like, hey, get to this depth. I know it says this on this sheet, but I want you at this because the way it comes out of my hand is way different than it was with Kenny Pickett, way different than it is going to be with Justin Fields. I need you at a half more yard, like leaving little details like that, and that can help George Pickens run routes better, understand routes. I think it's more understanding.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that like physically he can't separate. It's the poetry of running routes. That's kind of what I call it. Like it's the hey. The corner's inside shade. Like, let me kind of just, you know, dip a little bit so I can square him up. Like, yep. just the little things like that can help you separate. Like, Wes Welker and some of these receivers, even Larry Fitzgerald. Larry Fitzgerald didn't run a 4.3.
No.
He wasn't a freak. Like, yeah, he was a really good wide receiver because he understood how to
drop
play wide receiver. He didn't drop anything. That has a lot to do with it. But it wasn't like he's a burner. Like, you don't have to be that. If you understand what you're doing and then you have a quarterback that has played with multiple different types of wide receivers, he can definitely help him.
I always felt like, you know, for me as a quarterback, you had to know the other 10 guys, what they're doing, in addition to what you're doing. I feel like players at other positions that can get that understand not only what the play is and what my job is, but why my job is what it is, will help them understand and capitalize on the situations when they become primary. And I don't know, you know, George Pickens may think he's not primary, and then he is. And all of a sudden, you're not full go. You understand that if there's rotation to one side, I've got three deep, I'm going to have, you know, butt to the sideline, outside leverage, corner, you know, where I've got an opportunity to win on a skinny post or a bang eight route. You know, understanding those things and how you fit it into the play design and why your route is what it is and when you become a viable option, it doesn't excuse when you're not the viable option going 100 miles an hour. You still got to go 100%. But it does give you an opportunity when you know you're the guy to then dig into those little details that can take you from good to being elite.
And how many guys last year when Canada was let go talked about they were understanding the why because it was being explained to them by Sullivan and Faulkner? And almost to a man, the offensive players who have talked in OTAs talked about understanding the why. And I don't think it's a coincidence either that the wide receivers coach is
gone. I mean, listen, in the NFL, everyone's running the same place for the most part. You know, San Francisco does it up with motions and all sorts of things, but they're running the same place. It comes down to the collection of talent you have, ultimately who's the quarterback, and then the level of understanding and detail and happening simultaneously of the guys in the room.
Execution.
And that's the execution of it. And I think, so if you get a coach like an Arthur Smith that can detail that, and then his assistants can get buy-in from players, you've got veteran leadership on this offense again. You have not had that at the quarterback position. I think it bodes well for a guy like George Pickens to evolve. And I like hearing the fact that he's always thinking about his football. I hope he's thinking about, okay, on X-slant spacing, this is my job. You know, on this particular play, this is my job. I got to adjust this for that. Those are the types of things that it's like graduate work for him, and he's ready for that.
And then getting to the next level, it's like he says, like the spacing route, the X slant spacing. It's like, okay, I know I'm running a slant, but why is the tight end running a sit over the ball? And then you start thinking, it's like, okay, I know what I'm doing, but why is the tight end, why is Pat Freiermuth running a 6 yard sit over the ball? Like, what sense does that make? Oh, he's drawing the linebacker, so you know the slant might be open. Mm-hmm. Like, and then you start putting it all together, and it's starting to make sense.
Yep.
Not to move fully away from the football conversation, which is a very good one, gentlemen. If you were staying up all night to play a video game in your heyday, what was that game?
Halo.
Mine too, man. You, Halo. Me. Yep. You and me. We're the same guy.
I'm gonna go off the beaten path here because I stopped playing video games. Like, I did put our entire Pitt playbook into Madden, going into my freshman year, which was very helpful from a quarterback's perspective.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
It was awesome. It was awesome. I literally drew them up because you could actually draw it up.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Did you title them with the same?
I did, so it was helpful
That's
for
sick.
Me. It was very nerdy, but Metal Gear Solid was a great
Remember that
game.
Great game.
A great game. And then the old Golden Eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Were outstanding.
Mario Kart, too.
Super Smash Brothers?
Yes.
Oh. Did you do any of that?
Yes.
Dude, like we...
I was always Kirby. Can't kill that bastard.
Now they got...
Knock him
now
off
they
the
these bloop, kids bloop, play, bloop, these kids bloop, play bloop. Roblox.
Oh, every second.
What the hell is Roblox? Callus, do you play Roblox?
Don't you just build stuff? I think.
My four-year-old's into it.
Yeah.
He's moving
Same.
Stuff around, jumping.
Same.
I think Scheffler was into it, too. I think he ran into one.
I think it was a game to compete with Minecraft. But
what's Minecraft?
Oh, boy.
Minecraft is phenomenal. You build with all these square objects, and you got to mine. Alternate universe type stuff.
Right? Do you ever play Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome.
How about the Sims?
Sims was great.
Great games.
I know where you're going with this.
I think they still make Sims too. So.
Mm-hmm. You would put the bet. Never mind.
Yeah, you are just.
You just can't talk. Like, you can't stick to video
games. He's 16 going on 33.
Yes. And then, you wouldn't like someone and you put him in the pool and then you take away
the
roller
coaster.
You ever do the roller coaster tycoon
where you just had the roller coaster stop?
Yes.
And then it'd just fly off and people would just be mass casualty situation.
I'd leave it on and then I'd come back like hours later and be puke everywhere.
I had to clean it up.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.